Good morning. It's Thursday, June 6th, approximately 8:30 in Sarasota, Florida. This is an audio recording that is going to accompany a new post, I should say the first post, on a new tab on my website, on the music tab. And the post is titled, Let Music Show the Way. I'll get to the music part in just a second. And I truly am going to try to make this certainly under 10 minutes, maybe under 5. Quite simply, my entire life, every single aspect of my life, inside and out, meaning all the way down to my belief patterns and my thought processes, and how I engage every single day, living more in the present than I ever imagined I was capable of doing. And what I have consciously created in 2 years, consciously, knowingly created for my life as I have pursued an enormous vision, believing that we absolutely create our own realities and we absolutely have the power to make our own dreams come true. My dream, however, is pretty massive. And my dream includes way more people than me, which is why my life example at present is a lot more than just my life. But it's still an idea. What I am doing is still, right now, very much my own unique take, my own combination of everything that I've learned on this crash course of my spirituality in the past 3 years. It is a very unique creation that I have going. But it's a creation that I'm so eager to share because once others can comprehend what it is I'm doing enough to begin to be able to find ways, if they so choose, to implement these sorts of changes in their own lives, and then others bring their own take to this idea that I have, whoa, that is what I'm impatient for at present, which is a good thing. I can wait, because to be honest, I'm already interacting with people in ways I never imagined possible. I'm already meeting people wherever they're at with their personal beliefs and their lives right now. And I'm simply interacting with them from my new place, from my new story. And you are going to see how much you can affect others with the way you behave. The way that however you are approaching a particular situation or your life in general. And the central key to everything I'm doing right now is energy. Specifically, positive energy. The goal is to have as much of it as possible running through me every single day. And you are going to see the results of focus because believe me, I'm very closely removed from my old story. What I'm about to share with you in this 30-day campaign is very much a celebration, a letting go, finally, of all of the self-perpetuating of my sad old story that I was doing. And the past 3 years have been my transition story. because I've been very well aware of what I wanted and what I knew my new story could be, but I had to literally rewire my brain and build entirely new habits and still discover things about myself tied to my old story that I didn't even know about myself or about my point of attraction until I continued to work through the healing and the transition to the new. So how does music come in? How does music show the way? Music is, was, will always be huge in my life. I never thought I would find something that would affect me more than athletics, more than going out there and busting my ass working out. I have found it. I have found it, and I'm only beginning to discover my own capabilities and wanting to hone those. I can't wait for 6 to 12 months from now when I'll be able to have more time to spend towards things very individual like that. It's not time for that now, except for in the small way that I'm sharing my very unprofessional musical abilities with you in my upcoming story and a few things I've already put on the website in the past months. So I had that tab added to the website in preparation for all the different media modalities I'll be using for my 30-day campaign. We've got a video tab to add next and a corresponding test post. So this test post, if you haven't noticed the same last name, is two versions of the same song, Tell Me You Love Me. Entirely created, an entirely original song, music, lyrics, all of it, performed by my youngest brother, Andrew. And I won't go off on the tangent here on how proud and how amazed I was when I first heard that dude perform in front of other people solo and then with his ridiculously talented band, his old band, Stone Soup, who you'll see is the group that performs the cover of Andrew's song. And I put that in here as my example, one, because my brother has been one of my biggest inspirations in finding my way back to me, back to my heart, back to my essence. Two, he's a ridiculously talented musician, as is his old group. I don't care that they're not together anymore. Sharing their sound is doing nothing but making somebody feel good today. And three, because it serves as a smaller example of what I just explained for my intention, one of many intentions, with the sharing of my story, sort of the biggest of my intentions, the most general. Andrew created his own, that's his own creation right there, that song. And then, as what happens, I think, pretty commonly with bands, you know, the different members have different songs that they come in. So, oh, they're going to play Andrew's song in this case. You know, the next song they play is Jag's song. And everybody brings their essence, you know, their talents to Jag's song. So in one way, and in one way only, I believe Stone Soup's version of this song to be more beautiful than my brother's original version. And that is that instead of just one person and one person's idea and one person's creation, it has then evolved to being five people. Five different people, five different energies, utilizing their strengths and combining them in the best way possible to produce something even more powerful. When you listen to these side by side, there's no denying how beautiful Andrew's version is. But the power that immediately comes through, at least to my ears, when I click into that Stone Soup version. It's just amazing to me. Like, it surges through me because it's such a metaphor for what all of life is. Because aren't we all really just building upon previous ideas every day in our life? I think so. But I don't know about you. It seems like it's been a while since we've had something particularly interesting, particularly big, particularly fun to sort of, in terms of a new idea to grasp onto. I'm pretty sure that I've got something here that people are going to grasp onto. And hear me on this. Again, this is just my unique take. I'm not recreating the wheel in any way. I am just somebody who is so new. I was extremely mainstream until almost 30, till 34 and a half years old. Almost 35. And then because of a conscious effort to go home to heal very deep wounds from my past that I knew were limiting my potential in my present and by extension my future, I have discovered the power of the times in which we live. And I've had the time, I've made the time, and I've made the effort to sort of test these new beliefs out for myself. And what you are going to see, it's bold, but I'm going to say it. I don't think there's anybody out there combining all the things I'm about to combine with the specific intent, multiple intents, but I'm going to talk the big one. Not today. With the big intent of mine that I have, I just don't think there's anybody out there. And if there is, well, I can't wait to meet that person or these people that are living it to this extent. And here's the deal. I will find them. Because energy is law of attraction. Like attracts like. Whatever you're putting out there, folks, you're getting back. So I'm going to conclude for now and try to keep these short as I lead up to June 15th. But again, music, extremely powerful, huge in my healing, immense in my expression at present. And I think going forward, the ability and the vast, infinite possibilities of creation with everything out in our world. But right now, I'm in particular awe of music. So I share my brother's version, Tell Me You Love Me, his old band's version of his song, and a promise that this is going to be unlike any story you've heard. I guarantee it. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.